Tonight's shir simin reish bay sif gimel and sif dalit sif gimel garine haperos, the seeds of the fruit imheim mesukim, if they are sweet mevarach aleihem barei pri ha'etz, you'll make a bracha on them barei pri ha'etz. Ve'im heim marim, but if they are bitter ainem mevarach aleihem klal, then you don't make a bracha on them at all. Vim mitkan adei ha'or, but if you heated them and through the heating process the seeds became sweet, Mevarach aleihem shahakol. Then the bracha is shahakol. So Shulchan Aruch gives us three levels. The sweet seeds, if you eat them by themselves, are barei pri ha'etz. The bitter ones get no bracha at all. And if you take the bitter ones and sweeten them, you'd say shahakol. Mishnah Berurah, sifkat nechav gimel mesukim. If the seeds are sweet, you'll make a barei pri ha'etz. So the Mishnah Berurah right away says lav dafka. It doesn't have to be actually sweet. But rather, as long as you taste it and you enjoy it a little bit, there's some degree of pleasure, that's already enough to warrant a bracha barei pri ha'etz. V'hatam shemevarach barei pri ha'etz, the reason we say barei pri ha'etz, mishum dehem nami chelek michelkei hapri, because they're also considered a portion of the actual fruit. So just like the fruit is barei pri ha'etz, the seeds are considered part of the fruit, and they're also barei pri ha'etz. V'harbi achronim chalkan hazeh. Now many achronim disagree with this way of looking at it. Usvir who they hold, the einu mevarach barei pri ha'etz. You'll never say a barei pri ha'etz on the seed of a fruit. The lo havi kepri guf. It's not a part of the fruit. There's the fruit and there's the seed, and they are distinct from each other. V'einu mevarach aleihem ela barei pri adama. The only bracha you'd ever make on a seed from a fruit would be barei pri adama, which is the bracha you'd make on the secondary fruit of a tree. The main fruit of the tree is barei pri ha'etz, and the secondary would be a barei pri adama, so the seed is distinct from the fruit, barei pri adama.
What's a primary and a secondary?
The Gemara tells us that there was a tree called a slaf, and there are a lot of edible parts. But you only make a barei pri ha'etz on the main fruit of the tree, and the secondary is adama. V'chein haskama sagor, the Vilna Gaon agrees to the majority of these achroinim who say that you only make a barei pri adama on seeds. So it would seem that's the practical halacha. If you're just eating seeds, you make a barei pri adama.
You mean seeds, stripped of the fruit? I mean, you're sucking a
peach? No fruits.
Just so a dry peach seeds, for example.
Not peach. Peach seeds.
But I'm saying, what apple would be, seed, what would be an apple?
Apple seed, pear seed, just the seeds. Mm-hmm. Barei pri adama. V'im beireach barei pri ha'etz, if you said barei pri ha'etz, yotze b'di'evit, you would be yotze. V'im oichel ha'garin acha sha'ochel ha'pi. But let's say eat the seed with the fruit. I start with the fruit, and I made a barei pri ha'etz on the fruit, and then I eat the seeds of the fruit. Mistabra, it would make sense, de la kuli alma, that everyone would agree, nifter birchas barei pri ha'etz, that you are yotze with the barei pri ha'etz, or birchal pi, that you made on the fruit, shum dehavi tofel l'pri, because now it's just a tofel and it's down to the fruit. If you're only eating the seeds, that's when you have the achonim and the gun that says to make barei pri adama. But if you're making a barei pri ha'etz on the fruit, and then when you're done with the fruit, you're going to eat the seed too, it's mistabra that this is a tafel and is included in the barei pri ha'etz. Not to mention, the mechaber held this barei pri ha'etz anyway, and you already said the barei pri ha'etz, so there's no room to make another bracha at that point. Sifkan chof dal, the morim. Now, if the seeds are bitter, haynu she'enu me'uyun le'echol, means they're not fit to eat. Afil ayedet chak, even in case of need. You can't eat these. V'chanal b'soif sifbeis, we discussed this before, dinner sifbeis. Then you don't make a bracha at all. Sifkan chof hei, if you sweeten them by heating them, mevarach lehem shahakol, you say shahakol. Habi achronim hikshoze. Many achronim question this decision of Shulchan Aruch. Daitayu, they hold. Dadasa mechaber de garin havi kepri guf. If you hold the Shulchan Aruch, that seeds are identical to the fruit. It's a part of the fruit. Imkein, if so, gam bemor mumiskon, that if they were bitter and you sweeten them by heat, aide ezed davar, no matter how you sweeten them, guess whether you heat it or add sugars to it. Nam bevarach lehem berbeis, debachasi berbeis. Why is the Shulchan Aruch saying if you sweeten the seed, it's shahakol? The Shulchan Aruch is the one who said the brachas barei pri ha'etz on seeds. It's a part of the fruit. So then it should be that if it's bitter and you sweeten it, then you should make a barei pri ha'etz. Ukmo gabi shkeid ma'amorim. Same is true with bitter almonds. Mavor b'sif hei. If you sweeten it, you add sugar to it, or you cook it, then it should become elevated to barei pri ha'etz. V'yesh matartzim, someone to answer. The field de azu, even according to this view, lo adifa garinim kishkedim gufa. You can't say that the garinim are as good as the actual almond, shame ikrapi, because the almond is the main fruit. Masha enkin begarinim as opposed to the seeds. Well, haki therefore, imhe marim, if they are bitter, lo mikri pri ka, they're no longer considered part of the fruit. The bahani masha mis ematkan achach, and it won't help to sweeten them to turn it into bar pi'etz. So what he's saying here is, if the actual fruit was bitter and they sweeten it, you're right, then the actual fruit will be bar pi'etz once you sweeten it. But if the actual fruit is sweet, but the seeds are not, then those seeds are not part of the fruit. When do we say that you make a bar pi'etz on the seeds? When the seeds taste good. So it's a chelik of the fruit. But if the seeds don't taste good, then the mechaber will tell you they're not part of the fruit. And if you do sweeten them, then you'll only make a shakel. Me, however, the dino ein lo zuz m'sak shulchan aruch. The halacha, we're not going to move from the shulchan aruch's decision. The belavachi kasav mikoydim das habi achonim, because we already mentioned mechum anyway, v'agor mechalim, including the vilna goyim. Lachlok alikad dino mechaber, argues the mechaber. In other words, the Mechaber says the bracha on the sweetened, bitter seeds is shahakol. So we have a teretz. You might not like the teretz, but we're going to stick to the halacha anyway. Because there are so many poskim argue with the original point of the Shulchan Aruch that seeds are ha'etz to begin with. You have all these achronim, including the goin, that seeds to begin with are adoma. Ul didhu, according to those views, gam garinim mesukinim mevarach leim al kol yoyserak bar bidoma, even if the seeds were sweet to begin with, at most, you're going to make a barapi adama. The laf prinun is not the same as the fruit. Therefore, when it comes out that the seeds are actually bitter, you sweeten them by heating them or adding sugar, and the barach is only going to be shahakal. So the only reason we have a kash is because Mechaber seems to contradict himself. You start off by telling me that seeds are barapi ates. Then you tell me if they're bitter and you sweeten them, they're shahakal. How does that work? So the answer he gave was, well, if the seeds are bitter, they're not part of the fruit. But la halacha, we're going to stick to this because so many achronim argue with Mechaber anyway, and they hold that even sweet seeds are adama. So bitter seeds that you sweeten are for sure not going to be more than shahakol according to those shittas, and that's why we're going to follow the Shulchan Aruch Pesach. Se'iv Dalet, shemen zayas, olive oil. Im shesa'o kamo shehu, if he drinks it as is, enim avarach alav klal, no bracha at all. It's harmful. Vim achalo impas. Now he eats it with bread. He won't make a bracha on it either. The pas ikr, you make hamotzi. The pas, the bread is the ikr. Mavarachal ikr, it's a trail, you make a bracha on the ikr, and it exempts the incidental. If you have a bowl of olive oil and you dip your challah or bread into the olive oil, you make hamotzi, and that's it. Vim shesahoma orav ime silka. Now, if you drink the olive oil as part of a mixture together with mace silka, some form of beet juice, hanigrin anigron, you'll have seen in the Dr. Jastrow, it's anigaron. Not anigron, anigaron. And it's important because it comes up. Sha'az enomazik. If you mix it with the beets and it doesn't cause any harm, adrabah, just the opposite, humo'il lagaron. It is good for your throat. If you have a sore throat, you drink the enigaron. It's good for the throat. If someone has a sore throat, have they shem and ikr. In that case, the olive oil is the ikr. And you say so if you mix this beet juice with olive oil and he has a sore throat, so the olive oil is good for his throat, and now he can get it down because it's mixed with other things, then you make the barapi ates.
Why do we make a barapi ates on a liquid?
It's the only one.
Yeah.
Because this olive oil is like grape juice. It's a higher level than other juices. Vim eino miskarvin lerefua elachin. Now, if he doesn't intend on healing a sore throat when he drinks this concoction, he just wants to eat it. Havali anigun ikr. Then the beet juice is the ikr. Vein mevarach ela al anigun. He makes the bracha on the nigun. There mosa shahakol. So if he's drinking the concoction because he wants the olive oil, he makes the barapi ates. If he drinks the concoction because he wants the beets, then he makes a shahakol ramosa. So this is a old version of borscht, if you will, back from the time of the Gemara. If you were to drink olive oil straight up, below taruvas davar acher, without mixing anything else in, lahachash kor hashemen, to dilute, to weaken the power of the shemen, no bracha. Sivkan chav zayin, da azuke mazikle. It's harmful. Even if he had a sore throat and that's why he drinks it, Ain't mevar, doesn't make a bracha. The shema kamosha hu ainen emeneh. There's no benefit when you drink this straight up. Now, the notes on the side point out that our olive oil is not Chazal's olive oil. Our olive oil has a lot of these nasty things in the olive oil filtered out. So our olive oil no longer is harmful like the olive oil of the Gemara. So does that mean we do make a bracha on it? The reason we don't make a bracha on olive oil is because it's harmful. Well, our olive oil is not harmful. If our olive oil is not harmful, should we make a bracha? So he brings the Rav Vosner held, and that, no, Chazal says it's mazik, as far as brachas are concerned, don't make a bracha. He brings from Chacham Tzion Abba Shaul that even though we don't see any harm, it's not a proof. Maybe it causes a harm that we don't realize. Maybe it causes something, you know, chap. If you want to drink it, he says, make up a shahakal on something else and have a mind to cover your olive oil. Then they discuss, what are other oils? What is it, only olive oil? What are other oils? If you want to drink some vegetable oil straight up, canola oil straight up, he brings the lechayish make shahakal. Rav Vosner says it was masupik. Maybe it's like olive oil. Lemaisa, most people don't drink any oil straight up. So if you're not drinking oil straight up, we're not going to make a bracha. But that's a shah, is it only olive oil, other oils? And today is olive oil is different. But lemaisa, we're not going to change the halacha. Sivkan chavches, impasse. Let's say you're eating the olive oil together with bread. You're dipping your bread in olive oil. Perish, meaning to say. Afal gav impasse, einu mazik lehashem. And even though when you have the olive oil with the bread, it will cause no harm. Va'adam, just the opposite. Nenim is that you actually enjoy it. Al kaponim einu mevarach, but you still don't make a bracha. Mishum dahav lepas ikir, because the bread is the main food. Umifta bevirchas hapas. And the olive oil is covered by the bracha on the bread. Sivkan chavtes, who protest the tefillah, because the din is you make a bracha on the ikir, and that exempts the incidental. Vafilu haya shemen harbe, even if it's a lot of oil. Nami einu elatar falabas, it's still only incidental to the bread. Vikolze be'oichel hashem lelapes bo hapas. This is if you're eating the oil to accompany the bread. But let's say he takes the oil because he has a sore throat. The only reason he's eating a little bread is in order to get down the oil, as he can't cause harm. In such a case, the main thing is the shemen, and that would exempt the bread, which is incidental. He won't have to wash his hands. He won't say baruch hamotzi. The yesh cholkim, others disagree. Usfili, they hold the apke gavli, even in such a case when he has a sore throat, hapas ikr, the bread is the ikr, and he does have to wash, and he does say hamotzi. Sivkan lamed, im me silka, if he has a sore throat, and he drinks the olive oil mixed together with the beet juice, vuadinim ervo im eze shar mashkin, or if he would mix it with any other liquid, in such a fashion that he'll get the benefit of the oil, but it won't cause harm. Sifkan lamin aleph, have the shemen ikr. In such a case, the oil is the ikr. The merachech umarapes agorin, it will soften and heal the throat. The afal gavda anigron merubal shemen, even though the other liquids of the anigron and the beet juice is more than the oil in the concoction. Here we don't go by the majority. We go by what's his main intent. Who ikr in habracha? That's the ikr for the bracha. V'hasheri nifter bevir chasol, and the second item is exempt with that bracha. Sivkal mabeis mevar chalav, so he'll make the bracha. Bore pi'etz ula acharav, and when he's done, he says main shalosh. He says the main shalosh im shasa kashir, if he drank a sufficient quantity. The notes bring from kafachayim. That means he drank enough shemen. He drank a revius of shemen. Not that he drinks a revius and mixed into the revius is the other liquids, but rather he drinks a revius of shemen in the mixture. Then you'll make a me'ain shalosh. If not, he makes benefoshes. Sifkar lamigam. But if he's drinking it because he enjoys the beet juice, then anigran ikr. The main thing is the anigran. If you look in the taz, it's implied. The marishimei silkehim haro legabe shemen. There's actually a majority of beet juice to the oil. Well, if you get shemen nitfalo, and therefore the oil is tufel. Al magravam kasa magravam writes the afila by nigun muat. Even if there was minority beet juice, there's more oil than beet juice. Nami and nigun ikur. We still say that the ikur is the beet juice, Since it's not being drank for refuah, elechol, he wants to enjoy it, to drink it. So it goes by the kavana. The kavana is for the anigrin, makes the bracha on the anigrin, and that exempts the oil. What bracha does he make? Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkon Lamadal, Shahakal. The Ramah says Shahakal. The Moshe Shahakal, and Kosev Rabbam Shom, the Rabbam Rises. And this is clear in the writings of Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah as well. My Avon can understand. We will learn later in Siman Reish. If you cook these vegetables, if you cook beets, the bracha should be Burpi Adama, not Shahakol. Why make Shahakol? The bracha should be Adama. The same bracha you make on the beet, you should make on the juice when you cook it. This is not like you squeeze the beets. This is cooked beets, and you take the broth. So that should be Adama. The Vilna Gaon answers, here, the whole preparation is for drinking. How you can mashka, therefore we treat it like a beverage, the bracha Shahakol. Anytime you cook up vegetables, that should be a dhamma. If the intent is to eat the vegetables, and agav, you'll drink the broth, then the broth could be a dhamma. But if the whole intent is to drink it as a beverage, then the bracha shahakol. Beverage is a shahakol. That's why the Ramah says that even though your intent is on the beet juice, and beets, cooked beets is a dhamma, in this case the whole thing is for the beverage, the bracha is going to be shahakol.